Four suspected criminals have been arrested by the Greater Accra Regional Police Command for robbery and burglary. The suspects are Frank Sampong, who died during the arrest, Nana Ajimayopoku, Shakibu Idrisu and Elvis Opoku. Briefing the media, the Greater Accra Police Commander, DCOP Christian Tete Yohonu, said the police will continue to apprehend criminals and bring them to book. He advised the public to desist from struggling with robbers, but rather give them whatever they want to save their lives. This, he believes, will avoid assault on victims.
The Fast Track High Court in Accra, presided over by Justice of Oriata, will, on the 30th of this month, deliver a ruling in respect of an application by David Ozome challenging the constitutionality of the MPP National Executive Council, NEC. Mr. Ozome is also contending that the composition of the party's NEC is not properly constituted. It is his case that at the time of filing the process, the party had not elected the membership of NEC, and therefore the council was not in existence. The MPP, through his legal team, is urging the court to quash the action started by Mr. Ozome entirely because it is frivolous and oppressive to the party's constitution and an abuse of the court's process. Amasewa Bidiakul's report.
Addressing the court on an application to strike out the action in its entirety, Godfred Yebuadami, one of the counsels for the MPP, submitted that the MPP as a political party is a voluntary organization whose membership is not compulsory. He said the party is governed by a constitution which dictates the conduct of its members and organs. Mr. Yebuadami argued that the party accords members an avenue to address grievance, which is the first point to seek redress. He noted that Mr. Huizyame, who alleges to be a registered member of the MPP, should not be entertained when he has not attempted using any of the available avenues at his disposal to remedy his grievance. He argued that if the action is allowed, it will open the floodgates for all manner of applications by various political parties, and this would defeat the sublime rule ascribed political parties by the Constitution, when there are indeed structures to address grievances internally within the parties. Mr. Yebuadami said, insofar as the plaintiff does not allege violation of his natural justice by the MPP, the application is fatally immature and called on the court to dismiss the action. Counsel for the plaintiff, Peter Dazi, opposed the submission, noting that the body his client is challenging as not being properly constituted is the same body that sits and decides on cases at the grievances and disciplinary committee levels. He says the decision of the NEC is final and binding per the party's constitution. Mr. Dazi said the application cannot be called frivolous because their action propelled the party to constitute NEC, purporting to remedy exactly what was being challenged.
And that was Amasewa Bediakul's report.